with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Hotline, lighten up. Joining me on the phone, lead singer of Maroon 5 and coach on The Voice, Mr. Adam Levine. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in. By the way, you are rocking that mohawk look. That is, if I try to pull that off with my Rottweiler head, it would look just crazy. What inspired the look?
I don't know. I've never tried. I never really tried to do it, so I thought I'd just commit to it and see what happened. And I enjoy doing stupid things to my hair, so it falls in line with my typical desire.
You're pulling it off, brother. Right on. So let's talk The Voice first. Team took a bit of a hit on Tuesday. Only Calvin Jarvis survived the cross battle. Were you surprised with the results?
Yes and no. I mean, I can't be surprised anymore by results because I've been surprised so many times that I never know what to expect. So
yeah,
I was disappointed on some levels, but I was also, you know, happy on some levels because my team got redistributed kind of amongst everybody. Was obviously very savable, stealable. So I feel like that was kind of a testament to how strong the team is because my team's basically still on the show. They're just on other people's teams.
Right.
So I'm actually okay. All I care about is these guys all get, you know, a chance to go for it and stay on the show. So
exactly. Who's the person to beat, do you think, at the moment?
Ooh, it's still kind of early. I mean, Malin, I think, is pretty crazy on John's team. But I don't know, man. I think it's too early to call. I think it's always too early to call at this point. But I do not know.
Yeah, I can't believe
it could be my team. I mean, honestly, I really don't know. I for me to be like, oh, it's going to be my team and say officially for sure, definitively,
right,
is silly because I've done this enough times to know that you just have no idea.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, 16 seasons, which I couldn't believe. That's awesome, man. What's been your favorite part, just the experience as a whole?
You know, I think just it was a life-changing experience. You know, being on the show was something that I did at the time, not really knowing what I was, the journey wound up being, it's been totally incredible. I've met people and forged some incredible friendships. Really, it's just a major life change.
Yeah, you look like you're having so much fun, man. And I hear you got some new music in the works. When can we hear something?
There's a new song coming out very, very, very soon. I'm extremely proud of it. It's going to be awesome. Get ready. It's a different flavor. Different flavor.
Okay. That's a hell of a tease right there. And then one more thing before I have a very, very special guest right here that needs to speak with you. You've got a new NBC show coming out. Congratulations, man. Songland. It's a great title right there. What can you tell us about it?
Songland is the next evolution, I think, in any kind of televised competition that involves music because it kind of focuses on the songwriter and the journey that the songwriters go through. You know, I started out as a singer-songwriter in a band, and, you know, writing was basically all I ever did. You know, I collaborate a lot more now, and that's been the inclusion of other people in the writing process other than in and of itself, but it's something that I understand. But I think a lot of people, it's shed light on a lot of aspects I've been exposed to, so it's a new perspective, which is amazing. I'm so proud of the show. I'm beyond proud.
One last thing, because this was very important. I got to tell you, you are a constant presence at Casa Lopez, at my house. The music, the pictures on the wall. I have a very special guest with me in studio, your number one fan, my daughter, Gia, and she wants to say hello to you. Is that cool?
That is fine.
Gigi, go ahead, Mama.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Gia. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, you want to hear something kind of cool?
Yes.
I have a little girl who's actually 1 year old, and her name is
really?
Gio.
Oh,
so
that's
it's just
cool.
One letter off, but I call her Gigi, so I get it.
Really?
Yep, I do.
Oh, that's so cool. I love
Tiny.
You. You're awesome. I'm such a huge fan. I love your
Thank
voice.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You're the
My
coolest.
First poster was of Maroon 5.
Yeah, never take it down.
I won't.
All right. Sounds good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Okay, G, last time we're going to talk, you want to say anything bye and tell her your favorite songs or anything?
Okay, I'll say my favorite songs. My favorite songs are Leaving California, It Was Always You, and Sugar.
Wow, some deep cuts. I like that, Tia. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll take you one time. We'll go meet him at the Voice. Okay,
yeah,
Mama?
Yeah, definitely.
Please, I would love to meet you. I'd love to meet you.
We jump in the car, bro, and she takes over the radio, and she puts in with the, it's all Maroon 5 all day. I love you, but yeah, gosh dang, dude, I need a timeout once in a while.
I'm sorry.
All right, sorry, Gia. Keep it popping. I love it.
All right, man. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And
hey, I want to tell you this real quick. I gotta clear something up real quick. So
okay.
I guess somebody called me today and was like, because people are crazy here and you know, people who are fans of the show,
right?
And they're saying about I want you to put this on the radio or somehow get this recorded because people were saying, hey, is everything okay between you and Blake? And I was like, what? And it was some sort of dumb. It was like some stupid article or some I guess I'll call it an irrational response. There's a lot of those these days.
Yeah.
So something that was said, or I said I hate him, or something like that. And like, for people to think at this point,
right,
that the hate is real, it's like everybody take a step back and remember the last 16 seasons, and remember the fact that I love this man more than anything on planet Earth, and the fact that anyone would think that you know why people thought that? Because it was live, and so they didn't edit it with a bunch of like, you know, laughs in the background. But
yeah,
I love that man. I don't know what the heck happened. But everybody relax, all right?
take it down a notch.
Yeah, that's wrong.
We still love each other. We still love each other.
And it comes across, man. People are crazy and people are silly. So, no, that's one of the cool things about it is relationships that you got right there. Yeah. You can tell you all really like each other. So, very cool.
We FaceTime for a half an hour today. Okay?
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I do with my cousin.
It's fun.
Gia's still with us. All right.
All right, guys.
All right. Thank you, Adam. Don't forget, watch The Voice Monday and Tuesday on NBC. You can follow him on Instagram at Adam Levine. Thank you, brother.
Okay, I'll do it.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
On with Mario Lopez.